States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good evening and welcome, everyone. Can I get an approval of the agendas presented?
So moved.
I have a motion, but a second.
Second.
Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Can I get an approval of the minutes of the March 7th, 2023 regular meeting minutes?
I move to approve those minutes.
Second.
Motion and second, any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Unfinished business, ordinance 1414, second reading, an ordinance providing for the annexation of Deer Park addition to the town of the city of Buffalo, Wyoming. Can I get a motion to approve ordinance 1414 on second reading?
I'm going to approve ordinance 1414 on second reading.
I'll second.
Motion and second, any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? New business, Edison Elder, Buffalo Community Rings Update.
Mayor Schrader and members of the council, thank you for having me. My name is Edison Elder. I represent the Buffalo Wyoming Community Rink. We are now recognized as a public benefit nonprofit corporation since the last time that we spoke. We have had that development, and whether or not it felt like it this morning, spring is upon us, so I wanted to give you a quick update as to how our season went this year at the rink. We were able to establish ice on December 19th, and we just lost ice on the 11th of this month. And so that gave us almost three full months of continuous ice, and we were able to see a lot of engagement over there. We don't have specific numbers for the number of community members that use the rink over the course of the season, but we know that we had a lot of different engagements. There's a couple of metrics that we used to track it. We formed a Facebook group, and we were able to get 107 active members of the Facebook group. We also used that as a means to send out information. We had two scheduled programs throughout the season. Tuesday mornings, we were able to run a skills and drills that was initiated at 6:30 a.m., and you can imagine in the wintertime, you have to have quite a bit of interest to participate in those kind of events, and you'd average about 4 to 5 people at each one of those. And then on Thursday nights from 7 to 8, we organized a pickup hockey game, and we averaged about 12 people from the Buffalo and the Sheridan area, as well as we had a group of people that came up from KC very regularly. So there was a lot of interest that we had from our community and from the surrounding communities to utilize that space for that pickup hockey, and we were happy to organize and try and facilitate some of those different activities. We also know that there was quite a bit of involvement from after-school programs, such as the Boys and Girls Club, and we saw everything from youth to families over the course of weekends and after-school hours that were able to utilize that facility to its fullest. And so I wanted to take this time to give my thanks to members of the council and specifically to the Public Works, specifically Sean Reams, who had a lot of work put in to maintaining that facility from flooding it and, more importantly, from clearing off the snow during storms. I'd also like to thank Chief Gannon, who was able to come down with the fire department and flood the rink over the course of the season to help level off the ice surface and make it usable for all of our user groups. Beyond that, as I believe all of you have in front of you, we have a couple of recommendations that we would like to propose to you to see this rink and this facility be usable for all four seasons, not just during the course of the winter months. And the number one thing that we've identified is to perform a grinding and sealing operation to maximize the usability of that facility for things like roller hockey and roller derby and bicycles and things of that nature, so that we have a clean surface during the spring, summer, and fall months, as well as if we were to perform a sealing operation, that will help us maximize our season moving forward. I would also like to put a request in that the lock on the shed be replaced. That was damaged during the course of the season due to some vandalism, and we were able to lend out some equipment and some skates through the course of the season, and we don't have access to that shed now due to the vandalism, and so we'd like to get access so that we can return those to their rightful place. And then lastly, as a issue of safety as well as usability, we'd like to request that in the future the lights at the facility be maintained and replaced, so that during the normal hours of the park where we have access to it, we can maximize that amount of time. Over the course of the season, a couple of the lights were burned out, and that limited our capacity to use the facility to its fullest and caused sometimes a health hazard, we could say a safety hazard, that, as you can imagine, tripping and whatnot. So, but overall, I wanted to extend our gratitude to the city and to the council, and as I said, to the Public Works Department for their support this season. We look forward to, as we are now recognized as a nonprofit, to move forward and work with the city to continue to maximize this facility that we have in the community. Any questions?
Where are you at or getting that what you call it, a storage facility that was vandalized? Are you getting that fixed, or you talked to Sean about it?
We've given notice to Sean. Yeah, he's aware of it. I haven't heard any updates, and so that's why we wanted to bring it to your attention.
Are the lights that are needing repair, is it just a bulb, or just the whole thing being replaced? Do you have any idea?
I don't know.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. Wes, do you have any idea off the top of your head?
He is called Chesboro Electric.
Okay.
They're the only ones locally that have a bucket truck to get up here.
Makes sense. Yeah. Perfect. Thanks, Wes.
Excellent. Once again, thank you guys. Appreciate it.
They just have a question on the grinding.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
If that was to go through, if the council so decides to appropriate those funds to that, is there a time frame that the company that you looked at could get to it?
That company specifically, I don't think has availability this construction season. So that would be next spring. But that was just one of the quotes that we were able to get from a local Wyoming company. We figured that was going to be the best place to start. I know that we spoke with a couple of other contractors that can do this kind of work, but this was the one contractor that had the most interest in helping us out with this. So that's where we got that quote from specifically.
It's a big chunk. It looks like you have 17,000 square feet.
Yep. Roughly. Yeah, the surface of the facility is about 200 by 100, 200 by 75.
It's a big chunk of grain.
And so there's several companies that are equipped for that but don't have experience in something that scale. But this is this specific contractor that provided this quote. He said that he is more than capable of doing it, but with his current schedule, he wouldn't be able to fit us in, presumably, until next spring.
So it's still usable then?
Roughly, yes. It's not usable to the extent that we can market to different user groups. It would be difficult to organize things like roller hockey and really market that to those groups because of the spalling that we see. That rough surface inhibits a lot of those activities. But it's still perfectly usable for a good portion of the people that would normally use the park. But in order to generate more interest in the facility for multi-seasonal purposes, that's the thing we've identified that's inhibiting us the most right now.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The only other item on new business is mayor's appointment, Terry White, to the 1% optional sales tax board for a 4-year term. Can I get a motion to accept Terry White as mayor's appointment to the sales tax board on the 1%?
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Welcome aboard, Ms. White. Reports, Mr. Kirby.
Mayor, Council, no report. Unless you have any questions.
Mr. Acey.
Mayor, Council, I sent out a briefing email this morning. Some of my updates, I can just run through those if you want. 123 building permits have been issued since July 1st, beginning of our fiscal year. 9 of those are for new homes in Buffalo. Johnson County Healthcare continues their additions on both the clinic and their physical therapy building. Maverick in town is starting a remodel facelift inside their store, I believe, the beginning of April. It looks like the brewery is making progress. There's a flow test, I guess, tomorrow. They're going to do some flow testing on the sprinkler systems and stuff in there with the state fire marshal and Chief Gammon on that. Tri-Mountain Homes is currently building 4 new homes in the Shiloh Edition. Monument Homes is currently working on 5 new homes in the Buffalo Ridge Edition. For the Planning Department, the Planning Commission approved the rezone of 314 North to Smith from an R1 to an R3 that will now be considered part of the hospital's campus. So that was approved last meeting. They also approved Wyoming Downs for a special use permit to allow them to operate as a an entertainment establishment at 75 North Bypass Road. And this month, Planning Commission is going to review an application from Love's Truck Stop for outside water and city sewer, which the recommendation on that has been for approval. So they'll be looking at that on next week's meeting. We continue to review many of the water studies the city has done, gather current water information, and hope to determine the future needs of the water for the city of Buffalo. And that's part of that group we've got going on, the water focus group, trying to see where we're at and what the true numbers are for water and future water. Interstate Engineering is still working on the capital improvements plan. They'll be at April's planning meeting with kind of a final draft of that plan for us to see if we need to make any last minute changes or anything, but that will pretty much be the final, I believe, CIP plan there. So. And the GIS program, we've finished phase one completely. We're phased out of that, and so I'm hoping for this year's budget to have a little more money onto that so we can continue in and keep going on that, phases 2 and 3 on that. So that's I think that's really already benefiting the city quite a bit, so I'd like to see that full steam ahead again come July 1st. So. Other than that, that's all I have. If you have any questions on any of that.
Terry, can you remind us what phase two of the GIS?
So phase two is going to be gathering more data, going out and actually field gathering things that are missing, that we know are missing and we don't have spatial data for that we can just bring in. There's also a lot of spatial data that we still do have. Nelson's combined with a couple of the other engineers, they have the spatial data. It's just a matter of getting it gathered and bringing it in. So there'll be some of that, but the rest of it will be actually field gathering data going in GPS and all the spots and everything and coming up with more data to put in. So another part of that in the phase three is where the city may look into is buying some of that GPS equipment ourselves for long-term use, where if the road crews and pipeline crews are out there, they can actually do the marking as we go for minor fixes, repairs, noting breaks, stuff like that, and actually entering into the system. So that'll be into the phase three kind of part of that. But phase two is a lot of gathering, a lot of adding a lot more information that we don't have. So.
Perfect. Thank you.
But.
Chief Pacheco.
Good evening, Mayor. Good evening, Council. Just a couple quick updates on a couple cases. One I've reported on last meeting was in reference to the vehicle break-ins we had back in November and February. We continue to work with Sheridan County, sharing some information. That subject was charged here in Johnson County in Buffalo. A warrant was issued, and he was served at the Sheridan Jail. So we're still continuing to work through a lot of information, and we know there's probably some more victims out there that we haven't discovered yet, just based on some of the information we found. So that investigation is still ongoing. Last Thursday, along with Johnson County Sheriff's Office, we executed a search warrant where we ended up with two more arrests, recovered about a little over an ounce of methamphetamine and some powder tested as fentanyl. So that's still a battle. There was also three children in the house, so we had family services come out and took protective custody of those kids, and they were placed with appropriate family members. Another interesting case on Thursday was a small business here in town found out that their account had been used without their permission. They saw there was a $300-some-odd charge their account. It was actually for a UPS package. The UPS package, which she shut down the account, was delivered to her. Once the box got there, they discovered 6.6 pounds of marijuana inside the box, which was a shipping label, had it going to Spain. Did some digging and found out that package actually originated in San Francisco. Talking to some of the UPS investigators that they have and some HIDA members, that what they're doing now is they're finding small businesses. They're using their accounts to do this because they figure small businesses aren't paying attention to some of these transactions and these shipping. And that's how some of these drugs get shipped out throughout the country. So pretty interesting. That's still an ongoing investigation as well. But yeah, when you get a package of 6 pounds of marijuana, that's the what I had in that package that I gave you guys. That was the recovered on Thursday with the marijuana. So our poor little business here in town got quite the surprise when they opened it up. So so just continued good work. We're really doing our best and making headway in some of our higher targets for some of where these drugs are coming into our community. It's a continued collaboration between us and the Sheriff's Department and actually some other states right now. So with that, I'd love to answer any questions if you have any.
You don't grow it in Spain?
I don't know. I don't know if they're like trading that for like olive oil or something. I don't know. So it was interesting to see. So like I said, it came out of San Francisco. So Jet Fuel was the name of the marijuana that was on the package. So any other questions? No. Thank you very much.
Thank you. That's it.
Good evening. So as many of you may know, there's going to be a lot of potholes this year. It's going to be record number. And so they'll probably get some complaints. We've already fixed a few that were dried out that we could actually patch. But there's going to be a bunch of them. And if any of you get a chance to drive down Erie Drive, do that, because I think we lost that street this year.
I was there this week, and it's a mess.
Erie Drive?
Mm-hmm.
Erie Drive.
Oh,
that's up in the Honda condition.
Yeah. It's kind of a tricky street.
Yeah, well, when the frost went out, everything underneath got soft. And it's only got like 2 inches of asphalt on it. So when it got soft, it broke it up.
Yeah, 2 inches.
So it may be a total loss this year.
Would you recommend going back with 4-inch asphalt and a couple lifts, or what would
concrete?
Or concrete on that one?
Concrete for Erie and Delaware.
And Delaware. Yeah. That would fix the hillside permanent.
Yes.
We can look at that in our budget this year.
Yes, sir. Other than that, I have nothing to report, but I'd answer any questions you've got.
Good. Thanks, Les.
Thank you.
I was going to mention those streets are on the CIP. But
they are.
They are scheduled for this
year. You might need to be moved up.
But maybe that's up. Yeah, but.
Okay. Are there any oral written comments? Hearing none. Announcements. Planning and Zoning Board meeting, March 28th, 1 p.m. Department Head meeting, April 4th at 7 a.m. City County meeting, April 18th at 7 a.m. And City Council meetings are April 4th and April 18th at 5 p.m. Can I get approval of the bills as presented?
So moved.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Our favorite part of the day. Can I get a motion to adjourn?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? That is a meeting here.